Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Great to be with you. What a terrific show we got coming your way. Magic General Manager John Hammond will join us in about 1 minute. And I tell you what, always love having John on and want to leave as much time as possible for the General Manager of the Orlando Magic. An announcement made today by Fox Sports Florida. The next four games will all be watchable in some medium here coming up for the Orlando Magic. Tomorrow night and on the 12th, that'll be available on the Fox Sports app. So you can go to the Fox Sports app and you can watch the game and you can hear the audio call from Dennis Newman and Richie Adubato. And then on the 8th and the 10th, we are televising it, our first two games that we are televising on Fox Sports Florida. Hey, Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew a qualifying Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Magic black, blue, or white Nike Swingman jersey. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Magic Team Store at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass for more information. What do you say we welcome in the General Manager of the Orlando Magic? He is John Hammond, kind enough to spend a few minutes with us here on this evening's program. John, how you doing?
Doing great, Dante. No complaints at all.
All right, good. Well, good to talk to you. I got to know right away, you're now going into summer number two here in Central Florida. Are you getting used to the heat? You've now finished your second summer here. Do you ever get used to it, or is this still very difficult summer for you weather-wise?
You know, Dante, I always say I've lived in so many places in so many different climates that weather's not a factor, to be honest with you. You know, whether it be right, too hot or too cold or just, you know, perfect weather, whatever it is. I mean, I kind of let that be a non-factor. I always kind of say I don't have one of those jobs that work outside anyway. So I just live with it and I really enjoyed every place that I've ever been and love Orlando.
No, I know you do, and we're fortunate to have you here. I got to know, so I got the hint from Jeff Weltman that he might be a Milwaukee Brewers guy now going into the postseason. He said he came obviously from his time there. Did you become a Brewers fan your time in Milwaukee? Are you a baseball guy at all?
Yeah, I do. I love baseball. Grew up around the game. My father was an avid baseball fan, and I was like kind of like the first sport I ever participated in. So I love the game and kind of grew up in the northern north of Chicago, grew up somewhat of a Cubs fan, but my 9 years as the GM with the Bucks, I had a very good close relationship with Doug Melvin, who was the GM of the Brewers.
That's right.
He's now moved on, but I know Craig Counsell, their manager, personally, and so just because of the personal relationships, I do cheer for them.
No, that's interesting. And speaking with John Hammond, General Manager of the Orlando Magic, and I think we talked about it before. Obviously, this is year 30 for the Orlando Magic in the NBA. Is this year 30 for you? Because you started with the Timberwolves. Is this?
Yeah, that's correct, Dante. I can't, you know, came in the inaugural season with the T-Wolves the same year that the Magic came into the league.
So how about? So what goes through your mind when you think about obviously 30 years for this team, but 30 years for you? In the NBA, that's quite an accomplishment, John.
No, for me, it's a real simple thought, and it's just like I just know how fortunate I am to have the opportunity that I have today, and how fortunate I've been over the last 30 years to be a part of the NBA, and for guys like John Hammond, it's a dream come true to be doing something like this.
No, it sure is, and we're excited for the season to get started and want to get your thoughts on a number of things, but I guess first of all, just your impression on a Steve Clifford run training camp. I thought it was very impressive. Now going into the practices, the preseason games, just kind of your thoughts on the last couple of weeks and as we go into the preseason here.
Well, you know, Dante, I kind of use the same kind of comparables that that when we acquire a player, it's whether it be in a draft or trade or free agency, you know, if you can have a guy on your roster and you look up into his time with you and you say, wow, he's even better than I thought. No matter what that situation might be, he's even better than I thought. Then,
sure.
Then if you have two or three guys like that in your team, pretty soon you have a chance to have a very good team. And same thing applies. I think same thing can apply as a hiring of a coach. And And when we hired Steve Clifford, you know, I can tell you, I thought he was good, but having to be around him this last almost it's still very early, but
sure.
But last couple of weeks here in training camp and moving forward here, he is so good, even better than I thought. I can see why he has respect that he has, and I can see why his teams play the way they did in Charlotte. So, you know, our guys are going to be, we're going to be prepared, and I believe we're going to compete hard. And if our guys are willing to buy in, which I really believe they will because we have good players, then good things can happen moving forward.
And you know what's interesting, John, you mentioned that key phrase, the buy-in, and you've been doing this long enough and seen enough players and coaches come and go in your career, but that seemed to me exactly what was happening out there on the floor. Guys were listening intently and buying in to what coach was preaching.
Well, they are, and they do early. You know, of course they're buying sure. in right today. It's, you know, we've had one exhibition game, going to have another one upcoming here, but you know, the question is, like, you know, who do we become when things get tough? Because for most all NBA teams, almost every team, you hit a rough patch, but you know, that's where the proper leadership comes in, and hopefully we have some guys on our team that will help with that, and Coach Clifford and his staff have the brunt of that responsibility to lead these guys and to keep this team motivated and to, you know, make them execute and to play competitive winning basketball. And there's no doubt in my mind that will happen.
And you know what, we mentioned it a couple times last year, but I think you bring up a good point. But certainly all that has to come together. You think about an identity. Can this team put together and an identity? But at the end of the day, John, after what you went through last year, do you just first and foremost, are you hoping for health this year going into the season?
I mean, Dante, that's exactly what you start with. You know, you look at teams that are in the lottery, and you know, there's 14 teams in the lottery, and you say, okay, out of those 14 teams, there's one or two teams, maybe another third team, but probably not four. Probably one, two, or three teams that thought when the season started, like, man, it's going to be a tough year for us. We know that for whatever reason there may be,
right,
the roster they have. But the majority of those teams say, look, we have a chance. We have a chance to be a playoff team. And the majority of those teams that are in the lottery and are deep in the lottery is usually, a lot of times, it's because of injuries. You know, like, there's nothing. The greatest asset we have going into the season, going into game to game, is availability. We need our players available to be on the floor and play.
And hopefully we get to do that. We kind of catch somewhat good news with Jonathan Isaac. I know that's a big part of that. Just 27 games last year. He rolled his ankle, but thankfully it seems to be a minor thing. But can you just touch on Jonathan and where he's at? Do you worry about that? How critical is it just to get him to play some games this year?
Dante, you took the words right out of my mouth, because I was going to say that we got to quit having those conversations about Jonathan.
right.
I mean, seriously, we can't keep saying, oh, well, Jonathan, day-to-day, oh, this is good news. No, Jonathan Isaac has to go out and play, and he's got to get himself on the floor. And look, this guy has a chance to be a special player. He has a chance to be a special player, I promise you. I see it, feel it. You know, Jeff and I talk about it all the time. He has a chance to be a special player on the defensive end of the floor. Don't want to oversell who he is, what he is, this early in his career. Just turned 21 yesterday.
Right.
But we're saying that, you know, I really believe Jonathan Isaac could be an all defensive type NBA player. No doubt in my mind he could do that. So, and offensively, he's a good team player. He wants to do what's right on the floor, and he's going to have a good skill set. He's going to continue to develop offensively, but defensively, he can step in and be a factor today. So, you know, we need him to have a good season, healthy season.
You know, those are great points. What do you see in him? I know you mentioned some of the things that he can provide and the player that he can be, but what do you see in him that makes him be the player that you think he can be?
What you see in him is this, Dante, is that, you know, those guys that do things that you can't teach, you know, that guy that has that vision of, let's say, that point guard that has that extraordinary vision.
Right.
You're not, like, you know, acquiring those kind of things. It's a gift. It's a gift of vision. You know, these guys are extraordinary shooters that I know they've all worked at it, man. But some guys, I've seen them.
Over
my years, I promise you, I've seen a lot of guys work just as hard as that other great shooter. That great shooter is born with that great touch, that great release. And same thing, talking about Jonathan on the defensive end of the floor. What he has an innate ability in him to just know where the ball is, you know, to anticipate things, the timing of going up, being able to block shots, I think to be a very good quality defensive rebounder. So he has all those things. Those are the things that we can see. It's just like these gifts that he has, particularly on the defensive end of the floor. And I'm not taking anything away from what he can become offensively. I think he's going to be a very good offensive player. But today, as I said, I think he can contribute in a major way defensively, even this early in his career.
Well, that's outstanding insight. Speaking with Magic General Manager John Hammond, and I think one thing people would be interested to know is, and he mentioned it even yesterday, just saying how far he feels his ankles have come, his strength has come, his physical condition has come. That was a big focus point for you guys during the offseason to boost up that performance team. Can you just touch on that, the area of performance, your staff, and how Jonathan has benefited from that?
Well, Jeff Weltman made a commitment to say, you know, let's build the best performance team that we possibly can. We hired David Tenney, obviously, as our director of sport performance, and it's his team. It's his crew. That's his staff. And so I think Jeff gave him a lot of freedom to go out and hire people that he thought that could help him become the group that we hope we can become on the performance side. And I love the group that we have. I think that, you know, it's a big group. But, you know, they all say there's power in numbers.
Right.
Where, you know, we have the numbers. But, Dante, no more than any other NBA team. We're competing with what we have to do in this league. But as I said, look, if we're talking about the most valuable asset is player availability, what can you invest in that is more important than, you know, keeping these guys, making sure they're healthy going into the season, keeping them healthy, and just as importantly, if they do get injured, getting back on the floor as quickly as possible. Very, very important to us, and Jonathan's taking advantage of having a team like that around them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're 100% right. Speaking with John Hammond, Magic General Manager, mentioned the 21-year-old. John, how about the 20-year-old? Are you surprised, first of all, the national attention that a guy like Mo Bamba got when he first got drafted? I mean, you know him. You know, you got to talk to him, and you know the kind of guy that he is. We're learning. But what has impressed you about Mo Bamba, and what are realistic expectations for a 20-year-old in year number one?
Well, you know, the interest that he's created is twofold. Number one is because this extraordinary length that he has. I mean, almost historic measures of his length at 7 foot, 7 foot one, however tall he is, and the great length that he has, the wingspan that he has, the giant hands that he has. So that's a part of it. You just look at him and go, wow, this guy obviously,
yeah, right.
He looks like a player. Could be one of those guys, that extraordinary guys, but just because like the physical gifts that he has. But along with that, he's extremely bright, extremely articulate. And so when people see him and listen to him and get a chance to know him and meet him and find out how bright he is, I think that really draws another attraction to him. So he's got a lot of tools off the floor, and he's got great tools on the floor. Like the thing that amazes me about Mo is that here he is with this legitimate size. And as I said, the big hands that he has, that, you know, usually guys that have those kind of traits, they have a hard time shooting the ball because the ball
right.
is almost like too small in their hands for them. And for him, he's got a great release, very, very soft stroke, and is early on shooting the ball from three-point range. So bigs that can stretch the floor, huge asset in today's game.
Did you ever think when you were sitting on the bench in Minnesota in 1989 that you'd be one day drafting a 7-foot guy to shoot threes for you potentially?
Absolutely amazing, Dante. And it's the league. I mean, they all, you know, today everybody wants to shoot threes. Everybody's practicing it. And the more that you can stretch the floor, because you're not only stretching the floor and shooting the ball, what you're doing, you're opening up space for people that have the ability, you know, to put the ball on the floor, those great finishers to the basket, which is still like as critical as almost as a three-point shot, are those people that can get the ball to the basket, be able to finish to the basket, get to the free throw line, easy ways to score points. So, you know, bigs that can stretch, open up space are a huge asset. But, you know, Mo's also, he's got a very soft touch around the basket.
Right.
As he gets stronger, I think he has a chance of being effective back to the basket player. Today, it's at 20 years old, a little more difficult for him. He just doesn't have the strength to have that big base. You know, he doesn't have big hips. He doesn't have the strong legs yet, but that's going to come.
And I love it. The guy competes. He didn't back away from Joel Embiid, and we're looking forward to big things from Mo Bamba in the Magic. The last thing I'd ask you, John, is just your thoughts to fans. What would you tell fans as we're about to embark on year 30 here in Central Florida? You know, what do you hope that fans will see from this team night in and night out?
You know, Dante, I just think this. I just think this, that if we could put a a team on the floor that competes every night, and that our fans could just walk out of the arena and say, "I'm proud of these guys. I'm proud of them. I'm proud of them because of the effort they put forth." And I mean a legitimate effort, an effort that they think if you know, a right break here, a right break there, we could win the game. That if we can say that night in and night out, I think good things are going to happen for us. That's not taking anything away. Of course we want to win. Of course we want to be a playoff team. And that's the goal. And hopefully we can do that. As I said, I think if you and I were talking about it, if we can stay healthy, we're going to have an opportunity to be a competitive team, a team that could be fighting for a playoff spot. There's no question in my mind we could do that. But, you know, the most important thing is that night in, night out, that our fans walk in, media comes in. When people are talking about this team, they respect this team for the effort they put forth.
Well said, and I'm ready. I'm ready to watch this team, and I think, John, you're right. More often than not, you're going to get that. I think that's exactly what's going to happen when people leave this arena. I appreciate the time, as always. You got me amped up. You got me ready for another season of basketball here. Good to talk to you, John.
Thanks, Dante. Appreciate you.
All right, appreciate it. John Hammond, the general manager of the Orlando Magic, kind enough to join us here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. When we come back, we'll give you our final thoughts before we head to break. David Steele joins me on the program tomorrow. The 30th anniversary season presented by Florida Hospital is right around the corner, and you don't want to miss opening week. Be there to see the team in their classic edition uniforms on Wednesday, October 17th and Friday, October 19th as the Magic battle the Heat and the Hornets at Amway Center. Visit OrlandoMagic.com for tickets now. Wow! A lot of great stuff from John Hammond. We'll break that down with Aaron Berlin when we come back in a moment.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
It's time you level up your lemon lime with clear, refreshing Mountain Dew Ice. Why settle for this when you could have this? You want a fist bump that ends in one of those fake explosions? Or a fist bump that ends in an actual explosion? Want to pull up to the party on this? Or arrive in this? Make this musical request? Or this one? Mountain Dew Ice. Clear, refreshing lemon lime. Redefined.
See a series of thrilling NBA games at Amway Center, all for one low price with the Orlando Magic Fall Fast Break Pass.
Drives down the right side, jump pass left corner. He's got Fournier, the French artillery, for three, right on the money.
Purchase one pass for only $49 and see 9 Orlando Magic home games in October and November. That's 9 games for only $49. Don't miss out. This fast break won't last long. Visit OrlandoMagic.com/fastbreak to purchase your pass today.
I'm Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding. With home values at an all-time high, smart homeowners are using RP Funding to access their home equity now more than ever. Home equity could be the best way to finance home improvements, consolidate debt, make investments, or even large purchases. But don't use your home equity to pay closing costs. Let me pay them instead. Call 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634, or visit rpfunding.com.
Terms and conditions apply. See website NMLS 701-68 Equal Housing.
This is Jonathan Isaac of the Orlando Magic. When I was a kid, I used to wish,
someday, I'm going to play in the NBA.
And I hoped,
someday, I'll be a first-round pick.
And I dreamed,
someday, I'll own the perimeter every night.
Even back then, I knew, someday starts today.
As a proud partner of the Orlando Magic, Florida Hospital supports the future and everyone who believes in someday. After all, someday holds so much hope for all of us.
Hey, Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew a qualifying Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic black, blue, or white Nike Swingman jersey. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all 4 Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass for more information.
Hey, Jill, can you help me with our budget?
All right, let's start with internet.
You know, since we switched to CenturyLink Price for Life Internet, our monthly rate won't change for as long as we keep our plan.
Nice. Well, Internet's done. Should we stream a movie?
Yeah, let's stream a movie.
CenturyLink Price for Life Internet. Get the speed you need with no rate hikes, no contract, and no bundling needed. Only from CenturyLink. Switch now at CenturyLink.com. Service offer and speed may not be available in your area. Limited time offer for qualifying residential customers only. Restrictions and taxes apply.
Midweek Magic at Amway Center. A night of pure action and pure fun, where we celebrate hang time on the court and happy hours off the court. Midweek Magic starts at Rona's and Rita's at 5:30 p.m. and keeps going with a game ticket, food, and drinks for as low as $20. Buy now at OrlandoMagic.com/midweek. It's pure magic.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
It's time you level up your lemon lime with clear, refreshing Mountain Dew Ice. Why settle for this when you could have this? You want a fist bump that ends in one of those fake explosions? Or a fist bump that ends in an actual explosion? Want to pull up to the party on this? Or arrive in this? Make this musical request? Or this one? Mountain Dew Ice. Clear, refreshing lemon lime. Redefined.
I'm going to say that we got to quit having those conversations about Jonathan.
right.
We can't keep saying, oh, well, Jonathan, day-to-day, all this is good news. No, Jonathan Isaac has to go out and play. And he's got to get himself out on the floor. And look, this guy has a chance to be a special player. He has a chance to be a special player, I promise you.
How about that? How about that exchange? Magic General Manager John Hammond and... Listen, you're trying to find the silver lining. Jonathan Isaac only played 27 games last year. It was a problem. He was not able to stay healthy. This year, very first game, rolls his ankle and misses the rest of the preseason game. And you don't know what the long-term prognosis is going to be. You heard him say yesterday that he feels good and, you know, no sense jeopardizing it now, which I do believe. You want it to be 100% right. He said it would have been worse last year. Thankfully, he's gotten stronger and feels better about it. But... you know, you heard John say, this guy's got to play. And he's absolutely right, Aaron. This is, okay, so let's say even if he misses a couple of preseason games, these are valuable minutes. These are valuable games. So hopefully that ankle heals sooner rather than later, because I do think this is still critical time for Jonathan Isaac to get out there on the floor.
Well, and Dante, how great is it to hear the decision makers say what we've all been saying and thinking because we are fans? You know, that's right. The great thing about it. You realize it. That they care how much he plays, they care how much he puts into it, right? Because they know how talented he can be. But to go back to your initial point, it's so crucial that he gets this practice time with Mo Bamba, because more than likely that's going to be the unit that he runs with. And we know what it's like to start something new that you're unfamiliar with.
Sure.
Like when we started this show together, we didn't know each other very well, but it took time to get into a rhythm.
I still don't know anything about you.
Exactly.
Not a thing.
But that's how everything works.
Yeah,
it just
takes
natural time to get there.
And not even Mo. And I see what you're saying, and that's the future, and that's where you're going, and those two playing together at some point, that is going to have to be critical. But right now, if he's going to be healthy and he's going to be out there opening night, he's going to be part of the starting five. And he's going to be out there with Aaron Gordon, who's going to a new position. We had Aaron Gordon on here yesterday, and he broke that down a little bit. It is a bit of an adjustment for him, hopefully not much. But he said, we're having those conversations now, and we're trying to work through all of that. He's trying to acclimate himself with Nick Vucevic, DJ Augustine, Evan Fournier, and then, you know, guys coming off the bench. There's new guys that are part of that second unit that he's going to have to learn. So, yes, Mo Bamba is critical, but to John's point and listen, this is how Jonathan feels too. Jonathan wants to be out there also, but the guy's got to play. We got to keep the guy on the floor, and I think John's right. We got to get away from talking about, hey, he's close or he's day-to-day or it's encouraging. We got to get to a point where that's not even a conversation, and Jonathan Isaac is just playing games because it means he's healthy and he's able to play.
Well, and Dante, how much of it as a young player coming from the college level to the NBA level? One is learning to manage the schedule, but two, learning to manage pain and knowing when you can play, when you shouldn't play, and when you should play. You know, that's something to be learned from an NBA player, too,
no,
isn't
it? It is. I think it's so. And really, a professional athlete in general. When is it healthy to kind of push through pain, and when do you need to not play? The first quarter of preseason game number one, if you felt something wasn't right and it was bothering you at all, I don't have a problem coming out of that game. Now, if we're talking opening night and it's still not right, then, yeah, you certainly want it to be ready sooner rather than later. But I thought that was encouraging yesterday. At least Jonathan didn't seem to be didn't make it seem like it was going to be long. But John is absolutely right, and we got to get to a point where we're past that. And I just thought that was fascinating. Then going into, and if you missed it, go to iTunes, Orlando Magic Radio. You can find Drive Time, and I really encourage you, if you're just joining us now, to listen to that interview with John Hammond, because I thought there were some tremendous insights. You know, we hear about Jonathan Isaac and his length and what he's added to his offensive game, what he can do defensively, but I thought John did a great job breaking it down, but also Mo Bamba, what he sees in a guy like Mo Bamba, and what he thinks this team can and should do this year.
And Dante, one of the things that was most intriguing to me was you hear general managers talk about players and guys that they draft, they traditionally fall in love with
because there's
a reason that they take him and they take a chance on him.
Sure.
But just listening to him describe part of the things that make Mo Bamba so intriguing. One, his hands, the way that he described it is essentially like a pebble sitting in his hands. Like, that's incredible that a basketball is that small to him.
Right, right.
But two, just the shooting stroke and to see how a general manager who came into the league in the early 90s has evolved the way that he thinks that the league is going. That is fascinating stuff to me.
No, you're right. I thought that was a funny thing, too. Here he is sitting on the bench in Minnesota in 1989. Now he's drafting a seven-footer that can shoot threes. It's just amazing what the league has become. So, again, terrific interview with John Hammond. We thank him. You can go to iTunes, Orlando Magic Radio, Google Play, anywhere you get your podcast, and you can listen to that interview with John Hammond. We also have the latest edition of the Orlando Magic Pod Squad, so you certainly want to check that out. Myself, George Galante, David Steele, and Jeff Turner. Earlier this week, we had Jeff Weltman, Steve Clifford, and Aaron Gordon. Tomorrow, David Steele joins me live inside the Amway Center prior to our game against Flamengo. Again, that game can be seen on the Fox Sports app tomorrow and on the 12th. Fox Sports app tomorrow, you'll hear Dennis and Richie, and then you can watch preseason games on Fox Sports Florida on the 8th and the 10th. Great to be with you again here tonight. Have a great night. Back with David Steele tomorrow.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Hey, Jill, can you help me with our budget?
All right, let's start with internet. You know, since we switched to CenturyLink Price for Life internet, our monthly rate won't change for as long as we keep our plan.
Nice. Well, internet's done. Should we stream a movie?
Yeah, let's stream a movie.
CenturyLink Price for Life internet. Get the speed you need with no rate hikes, no contract, and no bundling needed. Only from CenturyLink. Switch now at CenturyLink.com. Service offer and speed may not be available in your area. Limited time offer for qualifying residential customers only. Restrictions and taxes apply.
I'm Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding. With home values at an all-time high, smart homeowners are using RP Funding to access their home equity now more than ever. Home equity could be the best way to finance home improvements, consolidate debt, make investments, or even large purchases. But don't use your home equity to pay closing costs. Let me pay them instead. Visit rpfunding.com or call 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634.
Terms and conditions apply. See website, NMLS 701-688, Equal Housing.